Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 7th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, I'll be back in 2 hours with all the details of today's show. But in summary, let me tell you what we'll be talking about. By the way, Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The UK EV market is returning to growth. It was up 10% year-on-year last month in August. The SMMT, the trade body, the car industry here, reckons that by the end of the year, pure EVs could be 18% of new car sales, which is amazing. That does fall short of the 22% that the industry needs to hit for the government's target, the ZEV mandate. The Volvo EX60 is a couple of years off, but Volvo say that they think it is the future because it's built on the next generation SPA3 platform, unlike the latest, greatest Volvos on SPA2, like the new EX90. And that's important because they'll be eyeing some of the success of the Model Y. It's the same segment, similar price, and that is the best-selling car in the world. Volvo is expanding their partnership with NVIDIA to boost AI and autonomous driving. The next generation of Volvos will have a chip that can process 1 trillion operations, 1,000 trillion operations per second. What? Can't get my head around it. That allows them to do things like LiDAR, self-driving and autonomy and AI and, the mind boggles. And Volvo's EX90 is now arriving this weekend with UK Volvo dealers. So for those that did drop a lot of money on a brand new car, I hope you enjoy it. Los Angeles is expanding its streetlight EV charging program. The Los Angeles Bureau of Street Lighting currently rolling out level 2 chargers to another 150 streetlights on top of the 750 already done. They use retractable cables that are 25 foot on the existing poles, and they're 10 feet or 3 meters above the ground level. So it's good for, it risks, reduces vandalism, damage, trip hazards. And of course, the infrastructure's in place, the wiring's in place, and it's an easy way to add level 2 charging in somewhere that's a built-up urban area. Mazda filed a trademark with the European Union for CX-6E. Is that hinting at the new name of the CX-60? Rather than going MX, because the MX-30 is their only EV right now. We'll have to wait and see. Germany is reintroducing incentives, which is much needed, by the way, after dropping the old environmental bonus. This is for business users, and the federal government announcing tax benefits for electric company cars, like a depreciation allowance of writing off 40% of the value in the first year, and also the tax that individuals pay to have a company car being vastly slashed as well. Not a private buyer incentive. We haven't got those in this country either, but some fleet incentives coming back to Germany, much needed. Ford's F-150 Lightning had a great last month in August. Ford's EV sales in general were up 30% year on year. August on August, driven though by the Ford F-150 Lightning. Genesis is revamping their G80, their top of the range, top of the line limousine. It's getting longer, the wheelbase longer by about 6 inches, actually. And so there's more knee room in the back. They've got chauffeur mode for smoother acceleration, deceleration, even suspension as well. 14-way seats in the back now with a 40-degree sleep angle, window curtains. Obviously, you can tell they're looking at the Chinese market here for people that like to be driven. 95-kilowatt-hour battery borrowed from their cousin car, the Kia EV9, and so that'll do well over 300 miles in that kind of vehicle. It's going to cost like 70 grand plus, but still very, very luxurious. Hyundai in the US is offering either complimentary chargers, a ChargePoint Home Flex Level 2, or $450 a credit on ChargePoint if you buy the new Hyundai Ioniq 5N. That's the spicy, juicy one. And California are introducing a new bill. SB 59 would require all new EVs sold in the state from 2027 to be bi-directional, capable. Fascinating. That's briefly.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. and your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.